Pat Earle is our guest now on FFA today. He is the agriculture teacher and FFA advisor at McBee High School in South Carolina. Joining us for an advisor spotlight, Pat, welcome to FFA today. First off, tell us about your program.
Well, our ag education program, we're situated in a rural county, which, of course, benefits us from the standpoint of students we get. Our school is a relatively small school. We have about 275, 300 kids in the whole high school, 9 through 12. And our program has been here for, good gracious, I guess the first established was back in the 40s, so it's been around a long, long time. And we have been fortunate enough to have, right now we have about 175 members, FFA members, and we've been kind of averaging that for the last 10 or 15 years. That's about 72% of the population of the school, so we're kind of proud of that many people are interested in taking our ag classes.
Well, Pat, we're here to talk today about a legacy that really your family has formed at that high school. As I understand, before you were the ag educator there, your father was.
Well, it is kind of an interesting story. I said we've been around since the 40s. We've only had about two ag teachers here in the last 75 years. So my father came here in the 40s, and he taught for about 41 years at this same high school, and I was born and raised here and went to high school here, and my father was my ag advisor and FFA advisor while I was in high school. That, of course, created a lot of interest of my own in agriculture, and I was raised on a farm and worked on the farm all the way through high school and through college. That kind of helped me put myself through college, and I decided I'd major in ag education at Clemson University, which is our land-grant university here in South Carolina. My father retired and the position opened, and I applied. And so for the last 30-something years, I've been here. So we've had Mr. Earle on the door for a long, long time here at this little high school.
I'm sure that growing up with your father being your advisor, that it put quite a bit of pressure on you to do well in FFA.
Well, it was interesting, and to turn that around a little bit more, my son also was one of my students that came through my program, so I understood exactly how he felt. They were all kind of expectations that I placed on myself growing up in his program because he was a very, very successful teacher. Matter of fact, they've named the facility here after him as a legacy. So I come to work every day and I see his name on the building. So that kind of gives you an idea of his success rate through the years. And you know, I always wanted to follow that in those footsteps. And I kind of put pressure on myself even in high school to perform well in our CDEs and those kind of things too. So yeah, he had expectations and so did I.
Well, again, when we look close and do the math, you said, what is it, about 80 years that the last name of Earle has been on the teacher's door there?
That's correct, for that long. And the question that's usually asked is, well, who's next? Now, I don't know. I'm still teaching. So, and my son, he went a different route. He is a PE coach, so he didn't come through the ag end of it. So I'm not sure exactly who's going to come in behind him, but I'll be around and support whatever they do.
Well, you certainly bring a different and unique perspective to your chapter. Take a look back over the years from when you were a member to now being the advisor for many years. How has that chapter evolved over time?
Well, I have a good seat. I have a good observation as I watch. And, you know, you hear so many negative things about education today, and it always one of my little pet peeves. You know, they talk about the students, and they talk about how hard education is. I come to work every day and have a ball. I love to see those students. They are interested. We get a great quality of students here. And one of the things that when you're talking about the students changing or how they are different, I don't think students now are any better or any worse than they've ever been. I just think they're different. We have to address them in different ways, and we have to connect with them in different ways, and we got to learn how to use the phone as their instrument of communication. But I think students have not really necessarily gotten better or worse. I just think they've changed.
Well, if you decide to step down here in the next few years and someone else takes over that post, what advice would you give them moving forward?
Well, I have a little phrase that I have always used every time I sign, if I sign a yearbook or if I sign anything for anybody, I've always had this little tagline that I expect great things from you in the future. I've got a big, one of my students made a big poster of it and put it in my classroom. I expect great things from you in the future. So my advice to whoever follows is to continue those expectations. I mean, you know, you've got to have expectations of the students for them to achieve. You know, one of the old sayings is that nobody ever rises to low expectations. So my tagline, I hope, will be carried through with them in the future, that when that student body comes into their classroom and sits there, they know they have expectations put on them as far as learning about agriculture and learning about how food's produced and continuing that tradition that we have here. We have a pretty long standing tradition of excellence, and we like to see that continue.
Well, as we wrap things up here, also important to note that your peers have also recognized your success in the classroom over the last 30 some years.
Well, that was a tremendous honor, and it did go on to the region winner for the Southeast, so I was really proud that that says a lot about the quality of students that I've had through the years. I'm not necessarily the success part of it, but just looking at the things that my students have achieved is what I measure my success. My success is measured by what they accomplish. And to me, that is the epitome of success as far as a teacher goes. I've had so many tremendous students that come through here. Clemson University did a study for me. And this little school, remember, we only have about 50 or 60 graduates a year. And in the last 20 years, we have sent over 80 students to the College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Life Sciences at Clemson University. That's success to me. I've had, I think we've had 16 state officers for the FFA in the last 20 years out of our program. So that's my success. When you're talking about lifetime achievement, I measure my success by what my students do.
Again, that is Pat Earle, the FFA advisor and ag educator at the McBee High School in South Carolina.